It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to the Adventures in Business podcast. Are you ready for an adventure today? You're with me, Amy Zander, and my host, Lisa Fisher. So, Lisa, we're doing something a little bit different today. Who do you have for our guest?
Tag, you're it, Amy. We are doing things different. And, you know, we were talking and we've not had an opportunity to tell our stories. And so today we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to you share your story and answer questions. But I really want to start off with how blessed I was. Oh, my goodness. Maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, to get introduced to you through Dale Carnegie. You and I were both attending a Dale Carnegie course. And after completing it, which we're both Dale Carnegie grads, yay, yes, we just connected afterwards. And, you know, and I'm not even sure how that initiated. And from that moment, our relationship has just snowballed into one that I'm extremely grateful for.
Me too.
Over the years, it's been fun to be comrades, to work together on projects, to work, you know, for and with each other. It's just been such a great roller coaster in the networking groups and so on. And what I love for you to do, Amy, is share with us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you know this, Lisa, but I kind of see you as like a big sister. I don't have older siblings. I am the oldest in my family. I always wanted a bigger sister and or older sister, and not that you're that much older, but I just do. You've always got so much good advice. You've always got my back, and having you as my business coach this last year or so has been amazing. My business has been doing great, and it's always nice to know I've got you in my corner. So I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Well, I haven't cried on any show yet, Amy, but I can feel it. Thank you. I'm honored. I'm so honored.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's so true. But so who am I? Amy Zander. I own Zedia Media, which is a multimedia company. And that's my latest venture. I've often called myself a serial entrepreneur. I've owned 5 businesses. So it started in high school where I had a house cleaning business just for, you know, for some money and for save up for college. And then in college, I had a paper writing and editing service. That was kind of before it was like legal to do that, or there you can do that online now, you know, like you just buy papers and stuff. But I just kind of did it on the down low because I was a writing and journalism major. I love to write. I'd rather write a 20-page paper than take a 1-page math test. So so I made money that way. My husband and I ran a hunting lodge in Northern Michigan. We didn't own it, but we formed a company to be contracted to them to run it. And then we tried to start a brewery in Lansing in 2008, which was just a really hard time to get a business started. That didn't happen. And then I owned a cafe bakery for a couple of years that I sold and then started Zedia Media. So that's my kind of roller coaster. I often say now too that I would make a terrible employee at this point just because I've worked for myself for so long. And here and there, I did have other part-time jobs where I worked for other people, but I haven't worked full-time for anybody in, I don't know, close to 20 years. That's basically my story. ZD Media, we do websites and logos, and we launch podcasts for people, and we do lots of content, social media management. I partner with Paul, who we recently had on here to do videos. We're kind of a full-service agency.
Let's go back to when you started writing. I think we differ in that area. I think I'd rather do the math test.
Yeah, right.
A big old paper. What got you started writing?
I have written since I can remember. Like I started writing a family newsletter when I was like, I don't know, grade school. And I would write menus for restaurants. I fulfilled that dream by owning my cafe for a short time. But I've always really been drawn to language and writing, and it comes really naturally to me and easy to me. And my tagline for my business is Words Matter. And I just love finding the exact combination of words to express something in the right way. So I like writing, but I also really like talking. So I talk a lot too.
You know, I was at a coffee shop and there was a coffee mug and I should have grabbed it for you because it said, secretly, I am correcting your grammar.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But I do have a confession. I'm a terrible speller. I am. I'm a good writer, but I really love Grammarly and I have my team spell checks my stuff. I'm like, you cannot post stuff without spell checking it and looking at it. So I do have that issue. But part of it, I think I'm going to blame it on the fact that I also speak German and the vowels in German are often opposite that they would be in English. So E-I, I-E, things like that. And so I don't know, I kind of use it as an excuse for my spelling issues.
I love this show. I learned so much about people that you think you know about.
Right.
Speaking German explains the vacation that you were going to go on with Hannah a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. I took like 8 years of German in high school and college. And I've never been there. I've never actively spoken it all the time, like in setting on location, right? So we have really good friends that live in Berlin and they come here a lot. And we were supposed to go last year, this time of year, Christmas time, because, you know, we couldn't because of the pandemic, but we have it on the back burner. We're going to go back and we're probably going to have their daughter as an exchange student too. So I do Duolingo every day and my husband is doing it too. So we're, you know, he's learning along with me and I practice a lot. I speak it a lot at home and my kids, it drives my kids nuts, but my son is taking German too. So it's good for him. And then Anna knows Japanese. So none of us but her know that. So yeah, so it's fun. I like it. The grammar is very, I mean, even though English is a German language, Germanic language, the grammar is very different. It's very backwards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good to know. Moving little bit forward though, yeah. You know, you talked about all these different ventures that you have been on, business ventures. What was one of your most exciting experiences?
Well, when we were trying to get the brewery going, we had investors, we had a building we bought on land contract, and we were doing these tasting events. So we would brew a bunch of beer and have people come try it. And we did one in Old Town and we did one at Waldemar outside of Lansing and we did a couple more and they were just amazing. Like, and it, remember in 2008, there weren't any breweries in Lansing. Like we would have been the first one. So that was pretty exciting too. People were really excited and really wanting to have a brewery here, but through a series of very unfortunate events and we got robbed and we were lied to and all this other stuff. It fell apart and bad timing. It was 2008, 2009, just wasn't a good time. So it was devastating, but those tasting events were really fun. But we learned a couple of things through that whole thing. My husband and I don't need to work together. We did that at the lodge for 6 years and it was hard. The job itself was challenging too. So it wasn't just he and I working together, but we have very different managerial styles and work styles. And I think I'd rather stay married to him than work with him.
So absolutely.
I'm very fond of him, but... Yeah, so that was really exciting. And again, it was devastating when it all didn't work out. But I do think that, you know, you can find meaning in things. And we did. And even though we lost a lot of money and a lot of tears happened over that, in the end, I'm glad it worked out the way it did. Yeah, so that was pretty exciting. And I don't know, like my job now with CD Media is, I love it. I love pretty much every aspect of it. I can't say I love billing, you know, like whatever, but it still gets me paid. I'm like, ooh, I'm getting money this week. But I really do love everything about it. It's not stressful. I don't find marketing stressful. I often joke about that. There's nothing really stressful in marketing. I mean, it's, again, like there could be typos or something that goes out there that you don't want to go out. That's about the extent of it. It's just exciting and creative. I have a really creative team that comes up with a lot of really great ideas and I get to work with all kinds of businesses. So I get to learn so much. Like I know so much about roofing and plumbing and what else do I know a lot about? Career resumes is one of my clients and I learn all kinds of stuff about how to write a resume and it's just never dull. There's always something to be researching and writing about and coming up with. And I just really love it. Like it doesn't, you know, like love what you do, not stressed.
wow, what great doors open when you love what you do and you don't feel like you're going to work every day. Tell me about a time when you received some really bad advice.
Yeah. So I think the worst advice we ever received was when we were working on getting our brewery open and we were working with a lawyer, a business lawyer, and he advised us to sell like stock in our business. And we had investors that were out of state. And when our business didn't end up happening and we had to rectify those investments, the ones that were from out of state were the hardest to rectify. It was a mess. And getting legal advice from a different lawyer, they said, you should have never done that. He should have never let you do that. So that was just, you know, I didn't go to business school. Like most of us who own businesses, I didn't. And I didn't know that kind of stuff, right? So that was really hard to learn. And we had ECRO. We had to pay a lot of people back and it was hard, but we learned a lot. And yeah, that was the worst advice.
Wow. I love the fact that you learned from it, right? You were able to pick up and move forward.
Are you a small business or a nonprofit that wants to market better? Of course you want to market better. Join heavy-hitting marketing agencies and experts at the Michigan Marketing Outstanding Brand Summit. All the big bosses will be there. 17 presentations on cutting-edge topics like brand dominance, how to make a logo that doesn't suck, figuring out what the heck SEO is, launching your own damn podcast, upcoming annoying changes for social media, creating videos that slay, and so much more. Win big prizes and take advantage of exclusive marketing training. Join the ranks of marketing bosses throughout Michigan and meet me, Amy Zander, the reigning marketing mobstress of Michigan. Mark Friday, May 6th, 2022 on your calendar. It's not too far away to start planning now. Follow Zedia Media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for a chance to win tickets. Visit zediamedia.com for more information and to purchase tickets. That's zeediamedia.com. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
What was the best piece of advice that you'd ever received?
Sure. So I use this advice all the time. Actually, I said it, Friday at your class we had. So my business mentor, Kevin, I do a podcast with him called Brand Archetypes, and he really got me started in marketing, took me under his wing, taught me all about brand archetypes, and really got me my first few clients and has always been my biggest cheerleader in marketing. We all have that imposter syndrome feeling sometimes. I think you can't escape it entirely as a business owner or just a person on earth. You know, I was having an issue with that. I was just feeling like, oh, I can't believe sometimes, you know, people pay me for this stuff. And he said, well, he said, think about the 0 to 100 rule. So if 0 is knowing nothing about marketing and 100 is knowing everything there possibly is to know about marketing, where would you put yourself on that scale? And I thought about it and I was like, at the time, this several years ago, I was like, I don't know, like 30, 40, maybe, because I know what I don't know, right? I don't know how to solve everything I don't know. And he's like, okay. He's like, well, where would your clients put you on that scale? And I was like, oh, 80, 90, they think I know everything about marketing. And he's like, exactly. He's like, that's all you have to remember when you know, are feeling that way, is that all you have to do is know a little bit more about something to charge somebody for it, right? So that's gotten me through a lot of things. And I've shared that with a lot of people that I feel like is really helpful.
I've been using you to do my marketing for just about a year now. And the compliments and the people that are reaching out saying, who's doing your marketing? I need to talk to her. I'm like,
yeah,
media.
Yeah, thank you.
Share a little bit more about the brand archetype, if you will.
Yeah. So Kevin started learning about brand archetypes probably like 20 years ago, and he taught me about it. And I love it. The brand archetypes brand philosophy. So I think it's really one of the things that makes Zedia Media stand out from all the other marketing agencies, because there's a million of us out there. And I'm not the only one, surely, that uses brand archetypes, but it isn't really well known. So an archetype is a universally understood concept that evokes emotion and is powerful. That's all it needs to be an archetype. And there's 12 main ones that have been kind of designated over the years by Carl Jung and, you know, people in the know of the realm of archetypes and psychology. If I were to say to you the word mother, you know, what does a mother mean? You'll probably say things like caring and nurturing and supportive and things like that. And what I mean by universally understood is that if we asked anybody on the planet in their language what a mother is, they'd all come up with the same words. Like, we understand this all in the same way because we're human. So there's 12 of these. And if a business picks one of these archetypes to focus their brand on, then their brand becomes very succinct and very direct and, you know, not all over the place, which is what most people's branding is, just kind of all over the place. And people think that their brand is their logo and their color palette and their tagline. And that's not your brand. Those are brand elements that support your brand, but that it's the emotional connection you're making with people. And so many people don't do that or don't know or don't understand it because they're not marketing experts. They're a plumber or an electrician or a business coach or whatever, you know, and that's cool because I'm not any of those things. But if you pick the mother, then all your messaging and everything you do is all about evoking that nurturing, supportive feeling. Or if you were a jester, everything you would do would be like funny and wacky and crazy. And, you know, I often use Nike as an example because they never, in my opinion, never, ever make a brand mistake. And they are the hero archetype. So everything they do is about winning and striving and sweating and just do it. And rah, you know, and they have these athletes and it's all about being heroic. And their message is never not that, you know, in their imagery and their words and their videos. So yeah, I help businesses figure out what archetype they are. And then once they pick one, we pivot everything they're doing to align with the archetype so that their brand is consistent and on message all the time.
So tell us, Amy, what is your brand archetype?
I am the outlaw archetype. So if you think of Apple, you know, they do nothing normal, Harley Davidson, that kind of thing. So I'm definitely a rule bender. I'm a kind of edgy, I swear, probably more than I should. Not that you have to swear to be the outlaw brand, but it is just part of who I am. But the overall feeling that I want people to have is freedom. So outlaws have freedom. Robin Hood, think about Robin. He had freedom, right? He could do whatever he wanted. What I want people to have freedom from is their marketing stress, right? So I want them to be able to focus on whatever it is that they do for their business, their goods and services, and let us take care of the marketing so that they have the freedom to concentrate on what they really want to do. Because, you know, so often marketing is this huge burden to people. They know they have to do it. You know, they don't want to do it, or they don't want to pay for it, or they're not sure where to start. And I love marketing. So I'll take that burden from you so you can do what you want.
Yeah, that's really wonderful, because I was going to ask you, how does this brand archetype differentiate you from other marketing companies? But that whole freedom thing, to me, speaks volumes. Am I missing anything on that, Amy? Or is that what does separate you from the other marketing companies?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, it's definitely a different sort of message. And also just the fact that we use brand archetypes in general with our clients is something that a lot of marketing agencies don't do. I mean, people think about brand in different ways and they have different ways of going about it, but our process is pretty unique. We start with a questionnaire. It's about 100, not quite 100 questions, and you take it and then it lists the archetypes in order based on your answers. And then we do a 2-hour brand discovery session where we kind of walk you through your different aspects of your business. It's just, we throw a bunch of words on the board and color code them and move them around. It's pretty magical. At the end, the archetype pretty much reveals itself. And then we talk about what that would look like in marketing. And I know you've been through it, Lisa, with us, and actually use you as an example a lot when I'm talking to people. So yeah, it's fun. And Kevin and I like to joke that our goal is like world dominance. We feel like if we could at least share this concept with every, you know, business owner out there, small business owner out there, that it could possibly make their marketing so much easier. And so, yeah, I just want to get in front of as many people as I can with it.
We will definitely make sure that we include the links to the brand archetype in addition to your personal information, ZD Media, when we do the show notes. And there's another thing that you're doing that you're putting together that is about your archetype and your branding. Share with us the event you're having next year.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So we're putting on the first annual Michigan Marketing Outstanding Brand Summit. It's going to be on May 6th of 2022 here in Lansing. And I'm going to be the keynote speaker introducing brand archetypes and talking about that concept. So everybody will have to listen to me talk first. But then we're going to have four different breakout rooms with amazing speakers from all over the Lansing area, all these marketing professionals. We're going to have a room dedicated to four different talks about video and podcasting. And we're going to have another room dedicated to talking about social media marketing, one that's dedicated to websites and SEO and cybersecurity and all that nerdy stuff. And then we have one that is dedicated to print media, so logos and brochures and things like that. So there's going to be 16 other speakers. We're going to do lunch. There's going to be lots of like crazy amounts of awesome prizes. Lisa, you're going to be a featured speaker there. So I'm super excited. And my mentor Kevin's coming. Our podcast engineer Hammond's going to be there. I'm really excited about his presentation. He's going to bring a whole bunch of different podcast setups to show people different ways that they can, equipment and stuff that they need to do podcasts from, like, you know, a small budget to a higher end budget. So that's going to be really cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. I don't think there's ever been really a big marketing summit in the Lansing area, as far as I could tell. I've been here for 30 years. I don't think there's been one. Hopefully it'll be an annual thing if we can pull it off.
You're going to pull it off and it's going to go fantastic. Yeah. When people come together and collaborate like that, it just shows growth and maturity and the whole high road. And those are words that come to mind when I think about bringing together all of these other marketing people.
Yeah. I know I was joking the other day with somebody. I was like, I'm either like a genius for doing this or completely stupid for putting all of my competitors in the same room together. But no, it's going to be amazing. I think it's great. And like, so many of the people that are speaking are people I collaborate with like you and Paul and Julie Holden from M Connections and Jesse Floreff from Super Web Pros. I mean, these are all my marketing buddies that I do stuff with. So it's going to be a party. I'm excited.
I love it. So Amy, you have the outlaw as your brand archetype. What's the name of this conference?
Yeah, it's the My Mob Summit. So MI stands for Michigan and then MOB stands for Marketing Outstanding Brands. Yeah, our whole brand for ZD Media is the marketing mob. So my title is the mobstress, the reigning mobstress queen of marketing for Michigan. And then I have my executive assistant is my consigliere. And then I have an underboss and all my account managers are capos. We have a lot of fun with it. And I do have to say that it took me a while to figure out my brand archetype when I, you know, first started. I didn't have one and I was learning about it and it took me a while. And then once I did, I really leaned into it. And the more I leaned into it, and then we created this marketing mob theme and it really took off after that. Like it made all the difference. Like it just made me stand out and not just be a, you know, one of the other marketing agencies. And I have to say that a lot of the people that are going to be at this conference, the people that I work with are really unique and individual in the way that they market their marketing companies too. So marketing companies tend to market themselves really good, but everybody else that we really want to help and get to marketing doesn't have to be so hard.
Speaking of marketing doesn't have to be so hard, what's your best piece of advice that you want to give to our listeners, whether it's a marketing piece of advice or personal piece of advice?
I have been working on just self-confidence and that kind of thing in the last couple of years. And one of the best pieces of advice that I ever got was from our friend, Jamie Leitner, who was on, she was one of our very first episodes. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she's like, talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend who shows up at your door. You know, because I was hard on myself, a lot of negative self-talk. And she broke me of that habit and she really helped me with her 4 Steps to Confidence course. And I don't do that anymore. I have a couple mantras that I say, and I just, every time I go start that, I'm like, I'm my best friend. I'm not going to talk to myself that way. And it's really helped. It's helped me be a lot more confident and just happier. So yeah, talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend who would show up at your door.
I love it. And not because we have filters on our Zoom screen, because we do get to see each other, even though this is an audio. But if you, when you see Amy in person, she is just glowing. You can just see, you do, and you're warm and you're welcoming. And I just love being in the same room with you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. That makes me feel good.
One of the questions we ask other people are, what are you reading or listening to?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts just because I love them. I always want to be doing something else, like when I'm driving or cooking or whatever. It's hard for me to just do one thing. I'm also always thinking of ideas to make the podcast that I'm on or produce better. I really like the podcast Sway with Kara Swisher, and it is a New York Times produced podcast, but it's opinion. So she is one, in my opinion, one of the best interviewers out there on podcasting. Just the way that she interviews people, the questions she asks, she asks some hard stuff, and she's tough, and she talks a lot about tech and business, and not so much politics. I mean, it creeps in there because of tech and that kind of thing, but she just amazes me. So I listen to her. And I just really enjoy first novels by authors. I just think that it's really interesting to see people's first books that they put out there. So I go to the library and just pick up, you know, first novels from people. I don't know. You're really good about this too. People are always recommending like business books to me and self-improvement books and that kind of stuff. And I like always search for the cliff notes or the black and yellow for dummies copy of it, because it's hard for me to hold my attention for an entire book like that. Mm-hmm. But I always want all the like little golden nuggets that come out of it. So I can't say I've read a lot of those books, but I've skimmed them and I've gotten, you know, some of the things out of them. It's terrible. I know I should read the whole books, but.
You know, they have those services that have book summaries, right? That you can purchase book summaries.
Yeah, I was getting those for a long time, actually, and reading up on them. But yeah, so that's what I've been listening to lately.
Amy, what keeps you up at night? What is something that's a struggle?
Well, I'm a parent of teenagers, and so I worry about them, you know, just their mental health and their grades and that kind of stuff. I have to say, honestly, that's really the only thing I really worry about. Everything else is going pretty good in my life right now. My business is good and my health is good. And yeah, everybody is good so far in my life. I just, you know, it's hard being a teenager, whew, especially right now. So I worry about them. But other than that, yeah, I'm pretty good. I can stay awake at night thinking about ideas that I have and things that I want to do. I'm like excited about, which is, I guess, a better reason to be up at night. But I sleep pretty good these days. So I don't say I'm just, yeah.
And if you ever get an opportunity to meet Henry and Anna, they are amazing kids. So.
Depends on my day. No, they are.
I think they're great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. They're good kids.
Who should we interview, Amy? Who else should we invite to be on our podcast?
I know. This is really exciting. I think we should definitely have Amy Phillips, who owns Good Vibes Art Studio. She just won a Sunrise Grant, which is really exciting.
Oh,
and yeah, I'm really excited about that. And then also the High Caliber Karting guys. And the woman, Jaleesa, actually, I'd love to have them on. They actually won a pretty big Sunrise Grant too. And they're just a fun company in Lansing. They're so different. And or I guess East Lansing, but they're really fun. And I don't know. It might be fun to have the owners of DeLuca's, because they just closed. So today is their last day being open, DeLuca's. So they're long, long standing restaurant, but they are related to Cajino's in Grand Lodge, same family.
Okay.
So if you're missing your DeLuca's food, you can go to Cajino's and still get the same. But I think DeLuca's was there first. So that might be kind of fun just to talk about their whole experience and then retiring, you know.
Great. So for our listeners out there, if you want to be on our show, call in. And if you know any of those people that Amy just mentioned, put a bug in their ear.
Absolutely.
Amy, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you want to share?
No, I mean, we covered it. I'm good. This is great. This is fun to be on this side of the questions. And then pretty soon I'm going to be interviewing you. So that would be cool too.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart of sharing your story. We had an opportunity and I feel it's an honor to know you and look forward to other people reaching out and learning more about you as well.
Yeah, likewise, Lisa. You're my big sis, man.
Love it. Oh my gosh. Awesome. All right. Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at ZediaMedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to ZediaMedia.com. That's ZediaMedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.